Hi, how's it going? Obviously, it's going pretty good if you're listening to this crusty ass fucking voice. What can I say? It's got up on the early side. You know, sometimes you do that. Sometimes what I do, I don't know about what you people do, but I go to sleep pretty early. I think I might have said this before. I go to sleep pretty early. I'd say around 11, 12 o'clock. That's pretty early. And then, of course, but I stay up maybe till 1 a.m. if I'm watching some like crazy like killer video, like Pierce Morgan. Remember the dude that used to be on CNN? He's got this new documentary called Women Who Kill on Netflix. I don't know. Watching people that have killed people that are in jail fascinates me because it's like, oh my God, we've all made bad decisions. You know what I mean? You know, whether you did this or did that, you know, but bad decision of killing someone. But obviously, you know, a lot of these, I don't know, dude, I don't want to get into that. Anyways, so what I was trying, wait, I got to cough one sec. Excuse me. I got to get some water. It's early. Sorry. Hold on one sec, you guys. Speak amongst yourselves. Oh, there's a half-eaten breakfast right there that's here. I'm not going to eat that. It's a little bit of tuna fish, some dry toast, and an egg. What I was saying is that I got my water, and I'm going back into my little sitting area over here. What I was saying is that you go to sleep, you know, and then you get up. At least I get up always about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5. I go take a piss, and then I either go right back to sleep or I watch some news and then go back to sleep, or I do what I did this morning, which is just what? Stay up. So I've been up since probably about 5 a.m., about 5 a.m. Anyways, welcome to Random Rants. This is Pauly Shore. This is my podcast. It's a personal podcast. It's almost like a diary. Just kind of checking in with you guys. This is where I take my iPhone. I stick this this audio cube. Excuse me, I got a burp. One sec. If you listen to the Random Rants, you always notice I burp. One sec. And I stick it on top of my iPhone. I had a nice talk just now with a friend of mine named Ken, who lives in New York. He's a money manager guy out there, Jewish fellow, of course. And he's in charge of some of my bonds and stocks. I don't fucking understand anything he says to me when he says, oh, is it cool if we trade this or trade that? Of course, he's probably like Bernie Madoff, you know, and he's going to wind up in jail. But at least I don't have multi-million dollars for him to lose. No, he seems like a good guy, and I've been with him for a long time. But more importantly, the thing that he talked about is I think it's called TMG or something, TMC, TM something. It's basically trans meditation, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. I heard Howard Stern does it. I know my friend Jason Strauss does it. He was telling me he does it. And it's something I'm interested in doing because I need some sort of I need some sort of guidance, you know, of stuff. You know, when stuff occurs in my life, you know, to deal with it, you know, whether it's a breakup or stuff with my family, you know, we all sink into depression. But how long do we sink into that depression is the question here. You ask, is Pauly Shore depressed? Am I depressed? No, absolutely not. Are there bouts of depression here and there? Absolutely. It's kind of like herpes. You know, depression to me is kind of like herpes. I don't have herpes, but, It's just something that kind of occurs once in a while. So I'm thinking with this trans meditation thing, you know, this TMG or TM, I don't know what the fuck it is. I have no idea. Obviously, I'll tell you guys about it if I do it. I think this could be a way to kind of like, I don't know, you know, prioritize stuff. I mean, everyone deals with different things, you know, that are hard. You know, every single person, I don't care if you have multi-trillion dollars or you're fucking, you know, living out of your car. You know, everyone's got personal, you know, shit that we're going with. And how do we deal with it? You know, how do we deal with it? But wait, hold on a sec. But the good part about life is there's people out there that'll help. You know, there's people out there that you can call. Professionals, family, friends, different things like that of, you know, stuff. So first of all, I do want to apologize to, I know she never wants me to talk about her on any of my things that I do, like my podcast or this or that, but I do have an ex-girlfriend, that I said some things about on my friend's podcast that, she didn't find I don't know, she's like, don't talk about me. So I want to apologize to her about what I said, so because I assume she'll probably listen to this, and then I also want to say, you know, all the great things that she was, because, you know, she was a great part of my life. She was a flower. She was very happy, very sweet, very loving, caring. What else? Really super fun to be around. A lot of laughs. You know, excuse me. A lot of you guys, why don't you fucking marry her? Because there's other things in there that didn't work for me. And then on top of it, I'm sure there was tons of shit, like a laundry list of shit that I was that didn't work for her, you know, because trust me, I'm no fucking bag of chips, you know, the Pringles or whatever. I'm no slice of pizza or a slice of pie. You know, I know I'm a mess as well. But I think we're all our own messes in our own ways. Everyone's kind of fucked up. Everyone's kind of got their thing. But it's almost like the slipper, you know, like Cinderella. You know, you want to try to find the person, you know, that I assume you want to be with and only be with that person, because not only is she your friend, she's your partner. She elevates you, you elevate her. And she's independent and you're independent. I think that's important. I don't know if it's good if just like, for instance, say there's a woman, you know, and she's, you know, got her stuff together. She's bringing in the money. She's working, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a dude just kind of like not doing a lot, you know, and he's on the couch or, you know. But then again, it's, you have to do what works for you. You know what I mean? Because there's probably a lot of, especially older women, that probably just want a dick, you know, and they don't want the fucking guy to speak. Right, ladies? Like, I'm going to go work. I'm going to go do my thing. When I come home, just eat my pussy. That's pretty much it. Eat my pussy, shut your fucking mouth, and then don't speak. Me, on the other hand, I don't think I'm really looking for that. I kind of did that. For several years, you know, I'm looking for someone. I don't know. I don't want to say it because I don't want her to be listening to this and then her getting mad at me for whatever. So anyways, I wanted to apologize to her, because I think she was amazing and she is amazing and I love her. And that's it. That's all I have to say on that subject. Moving on to my mom's 87th birthday, which was yesterday. My mom's 87th birthday, 87. She's had Parkinson's, dementia, all that shit for 20-something years, I'd have to say, at least. And I would have to say the only reason why my mom is still alive is because of her caregiver, Alfred, who is a godsend, who is pretty much sent from God. I think that's the most important thing when we get old, if we get sick with some unfortunate fucking terminal disease or some shit, you know, is that the caregiver is there. And of course, I'm the one that found Alfred several years ago, probably 15 years ago. I know he might not think so. Dude, because of you, I'm fucking dead. But I found him through my friend Jack, who owned a caregiver agency. And wait, hold on. I have to drink some water. Hold on. Through a caregiver agency, and he's just been a godsend. The great part about Alfred is that while my mom was getting sick, that's when he came on board. So, that being said, he knows how she likes to cut her toast. He knows how she likes to be held up. He knows how she likes to, you know, dress, you know, all that shit. Because now my mom is in a place where she can't speak. Okay? She just sits there. She know, people always ask me, and I fucking hate this. They always go, "How's your mom?" And it's a fucking nightmare. I hate when they say that. They're like, "How's your mom?" And it's like, oh God, it's terrible. Because excuse me, one sec. How's your mom? You know what I mean? I'm sure they say that to you. How's your grandma? You know what I mean? And you get kind of like this emotional kind of thing in your chest when they say that. And it's hard because, you know, they like, does she know it's you? Can she say anything? Does she communicate? And I'm like, no, she doesn't. But the thing with my mom is what I feel is that she knows it's me but can't say it, which is a fucking nightmare. So, for instance, if I walk in the door, she can't say, "Hey, Polly, what's going on? How was your day?" She just kind of says it with her eyes, which is, I mean, how would you like that? I mean, I don't know. It's fucking, it's hard. You know what I mean? It's fucking hard. But God bless her, 87. Let's give her a round of applause for fucking hanging on. Her organs inside, everything is super healthy. Like everything inside of her, sharp on top of it. Her liver, her, you know, blood work, everything is good. She's got this fucked up, you know, nervous condition, disease of some sort of Parkinson's. I don't know if it's full-blown Parkinson's. She doesn't shake. She just kind of sits there. It's, you know, it's terrible. I mean, how would you like to sit there? Sorry that this podcast is a comedy podcast. I know you guys are laughing the whole time. No, I'm just kind of like, you know, that's the thing with random rants is like, I just kind of like talk about whatever it is that I'm feeling at the time. Sometimes they'll be funnier and sometimes they'll be just more chill like this. So that's kind of what this one is. Hopefully it'll be funnier later on. I don't know how long I'm going to do this. Because I need my fucking cup of coffee, bros. Anyways, and then I'm going to say this last thing about my mom's sickness, just because it's what people ask me about, and I'm kind of like telling them through this, is that, for instance, if she has an itch, like number one, she can't itch it. And number two, she can't tell you to itch it. It's fucked up. And that's all I'll say about that. I talked to my dad yesterday, who's 90 years old, and he's, you know, he's all there. Mentally, he's all there. His body's definitely falling apart. And a lot of you guys are like, why do you have such old fucking parents? Well, because I'm 49. I'll be 50 next year. Because I have a 65-year-old brother. My brother's a senior citizen. My sister is 62, and I have a 51-year-old our 52-year-old brother. So we're getting old. My family is getting old. So yeah, we're on the older side. So dad's fucking killing it. He's doing awesome. He's in Vegas. I love his wife, Suzanne. Suzanne takes care of him. She loves him to death. And you know, he definitely seems at peace. You know, he watches the baseball games. He gambles a little bit. He lives in Vegas, lives in Summerlin, which is like a little like suburban area out there. I gotta burp and drink some water. One sec. So dad's doing pretty good. I'll go visit him soon. I did visit him in the hospital recently. It was kind of emotional. You know, he was there. He had some sort of incident. I'm not quite sure exactly what it was, but it was pretty cool. You know, spending time with him. It was Father's Day. It was in late June, I think, or June sometime. And I went over there, and it was pretty nice. I had a really nice moment with him. No moments with him, but the nicest moment was when I was leaving, and I held him, and we both cried. And you know, it made me feel good to connect with him emotionally, and being there, you know, for him. And because my other two brothers aren't there really for him. I mean, not to throw them under the bus, but my one brother doesn't really have a relationship with him, and then my other brother has a weird relationship with him. My dad's mom really doesn't like him. Or I know my dad's wife really doesn't like my other brother. I don't want to mention their names because that's not cool, and I probably won't want them to mention. Actually, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm sure they do. But yeah, my relationship with my brothers is quite interesting. It's weird because I love them to death, but I also, you know, have issues with them. And they have issues with me. I'm sure they're the same, but they're not. They don't have a fucking podcast. I do, so I'm the one speaking right now. If they want to start their own podcast called Polly's Brothers Podcast, I think that'd actually be pretty good. They can talk as much shit as they want. It's a free world, freedom of speech. But it's weird because everywhere I go, and I don't want to say this like it's egotistical. I don't want to say this like I think I'm cool. I don't want to say this like, you know, I'm the man. But everywhere I go, people seem to love me. I mean, whether it's the trash man outside, whether it's the girl at the juice bar, whether it's the Mexican dudes working at Millie's, which is my local breakfast spot, you know, whether it's going through airports, you know, security. You know, people, I've tickled people somewhere along the line. Pauly Shore, me, that's me right here, has done whatever I've done in my career and in my you know, my movies or my stand up or my MTV stuff or my stuff on the internet or whatever it is. I've caused some sort of a I'm walking right now. I'm walking around my apartment. I've caused some sort of a funness in people's life. I guess when you think of Pauly Shore, you remember, especially the older people, you remember the good times. And you still remember the good times when you see me. But that being said, the two people in my life that don't feel that are my two siblings. My sister, on the other hand, is cool. I'm cool with her. But my two siblings, I have you know, and then you guys are listening to this, you're going to say all the things like they're jealous, they're this, they're that, you made it, they didn't. Like, I don't want to get into that. You know what I mean? That's up to them to interpret. But it's weird. You know, it's weird. Money, family, control, property, mom, dad. Shit starts when it starts young. It starts in the sandbox. Someone said that to me. It starts when you're young. You know, the shit. I remember my one brother, we used to fight over who got to hold my dog. You know what I mean? Or not my dog, excuse me. My mom, our dog, the family dog, like who got to hold it for like as many seconds. We all used to fight over the Z box, which was in the 70s. It was a remote control. You know, we'd fight over that. And then we'd also fight over the heater. So it starts in the sandbox. It's hilarious. And I'm sure you guys have siblings because that's what you call your brothers and sisters that you don't really get along with anymore. You don't call them your brothers and sisters. People are like, how's your brothers doing? You mean my siblings? My siblings. And then when I made it, then, you know, one brother, you know what? I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get into this. You know, it'll all be in my one-man show one day, and then we can discuss it. So back to TMGJ. Oh, wait. I want to say happy 87th birthday to my mom. And my dad turned 90 in February. So very lucky to still have my parents on this earth. I think it's pretty cool. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Back to the TM, whatever it's called. I'm going to definitely check it out. My friend Ken in New York is going to turn me on to the LA version of someone out here that can help me. Another thing that I've been talking about wanting to do is this ayahuasca. I don't know if you guys heard of that. Wait, hold on. That was some juice right there from my friendly juicers down the street. I don't know if you've heard of ayahuasca. It's basically like a natural version of acid. Google that shit. Thinking about doing that. I might do it like, thinking about doing like holiday time. You know, everyone kind of goes away, you know, and you take this mint leaf or this type of leaf from the forest or some shit, and then you take it and you pretty much cry and like throw up everything in your life. But supposedly when you finish it, you're like, kind of born again, some sort of something like that. All right, well, I think I'm gonna finish up this random rant. I hope you guys didn't miss me too much. Definitely follow me. I'm trying to get my Instagram followers up right now, because I know that's kind of the world that we're living in, is Insta. My Snapchat's going good. I got Facebook. I do Facebook Live sometimes. You could see me on there, and then obviously the Twitter. YouTube, I don't know what's happening on my YouTube page, a little dusty, but it's a full-time gig, you know, it's a full-time gig to kind of push and get your shit out there these days. So many people are doing so many great things, and so many people are doing so many fucking retarded things on the internet. I always said that. I think the internet's awesome because anyone can get their shit out there, and I think the internet sucks because anyone can get their shit out there. So a lot of white noise out there, but hopefully I've kind of broken through that white noise, and I've talked to you guys one-on-one, one wheeze to the other wheeze. You guys have a great day. Also, hit me up at polyrants@gmail.com, polyrants@gmail.com. Check out my tour schedule. I'll be touring a lot in the fall, in and out of town. I do like touring. I like once I'm on stage. It's pretty cool. You know, there's nothing like walking in a room on a stage and like everyone's there to see you, and you get to like make them laugh. It's pretty lucky. So I want to thank all the people that have seen me do stand-up comedy and that have seen me recently do stand-up comedy. Thank you guys for listening to me. It was nice to be back to Random Rants, or as the Wheeze would say, Random Rants, bro. You guys have an awesome day, and I'll see you. I'll hear you on the next one. Later, dudes. Bye.